live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the body of a man has been recovered from a car that entered the water in West Donegal this morning. The Taoiseach says level 5 restrictions will be revised in the week before the 5th of April. Just days before its expected approval for use in Europe, there are warnings that the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine delivery could face delays. Leaving Cert students have just over a week to decide which exam subjects, if any, they want to sit. A State Examination Commission online portal opens tomorrow. And detectives in Derry have arrested a man in the city in connection with a number of shooting incidents. Those stories to follow. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation from Gardaí that the body of a man has been recovered from a car that entered the water in West Donegal this morning. Gardaí say they were alerted by Malinhead Coast Guard at 8:20 that a car had entered the water in Bunbeg Harbour. The body of a man was subsequently recovered from the car, and Gardaí say they are liaising with his family. Gardaí in Milford District are coordinating the operation. The Taoiseach says level 5 restrictions would be revised in the week before the 5th of April. He was responding to questions over whether restrictions could ease sooner for those who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Micheál Martin told reporters today the government will take its guidance from NPHET.
When we come to the week before the 5th of April, we will examine the situation. We will take advice from NPHET and the public health and concentrate in the areas that we've already identified, you know, in terms of the sporting outdoor activity and that we indicated we would be looking at.
Well, Mr. Martin confirmed he is disappointed with some aspects of the vaccine rollout, and the head of the HSE confirmed this afternoon the executive is working to overcome a number of delays to vaccine deliveries. It had been hoped Ireland would have 1.24 million doses of vaccine distributed by the end of March. That estimate has now been revised down to 1.1 million. The HSE head Paul Reid says the organisation has been forced to repeatedly change its rollout plan.
We have changed it probably 15 to 17 times in total. You know, how many of those have been supply issues? On a regular basis from the start of this, we have had to reiterate, to reassure, just to state, we've adjusted every time to whatever the issue is, a supply chain issue or any of them.
And more potential bad news on the horizon. Days before its expected approval for use in Europe, there are warnings that Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine deliveries could face delays. The Reuters news agency reports this afternoon the company informed the EU there may be issue with the delivery of doses in the second quarter of the year. It says issues surrounding the supply of vaccine ingredients and equipment mean the company will be under stress to meet its delivery target by the end of June. Well, it's been claimed that pharmacy staff in Donegal have still been given no timeline as to when they'll receive the COVID-19 vaccine. That's despite counterparts in areas like Cavan and Monaghan already getting it. Pharmacists and their staff are expected to be a big part of the vaccine rollout, and it was believed all staff would be prioritised for the job in the first instance. Urgent clarity is being sought from the HSE regarding the issue by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin.
I find this extraordinary. When we obviously need to up our game in Donegal, that pertains to government and the HSE, and pharmacists play a key role in that. And it's a very reasonable expectation that the pharmacists and their staff in Donegal would be vaccinated as soon as possible so they can be at the front line of delivering this. And for the life of me, I can't understand why this isn't resolved by now.
And from what you're hearing on the ground, what is the reason for the delay in the rollout of the vaccine?
Well, I raised this directly with Minister Stephen Donnelly last week, and he talked about the sequence of vaccinations, and I took it that he wasn't considering the staff who work in pharmacies as essential in the short term. Now, apparently, pharmacists and their staff are being vaccinated in Cavan, Monaghan and now Sligo, but there's no word of when that's going to happen in Donegal. And I just find that really unacceptable. So I'm making representations to senior HSE officials again today to urge them to give the pharmacists and their staff a date when they will be vaccinated so they can be at the front line. There's going to be a mass vaccination program. We urgently need to move this forward, and we need to show respect for pharmacists and their staff, protect them, and then help them to be at the front line to get this done.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Well, an emergency motion on this issue was also passed at a meeting of Glenties Municipal District this morning. It was moved by Councillor Micheál Cullen-McGlaspach. People are being urged not to hand over personal information if they get a text message regarding COVID-19 vaccinations. Gardaí, the HSC and the Department of Health have issued a warning this evening about a vaccine scam. They say a number of people have recently received calls or texts being offered a vaccination date before being asked for information including their name, PPS number, date of birth and address. People are being advised the HSC will never request information in that way, and they say the GP will be your first point of contact. A further 240 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in Northern Ireland this afternoon. An additional two COVID-related deaths also reported there. Other news, and Leaving Cert students have just over a week to decide which exam subjects, if any, they want to sit. A State Examinations Commission online portal opens tomorrow on which students must register their subjects, levels and how they want to be assessed for each exam. They can choose between predicted grades and traditional exams in each subject and will be granted whichever grade is highest. Unlike other years, a later application process will not be available and students have until March 16th to register. Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit have today carried out an arrest operation in Derry. The PSNI say local officers supported the TIU detectives during a search and arrest operation in Creggan. It's part of an ongoing investigation into a number of violent gun attacks on members of the community in recent months. A 39-year-old man was detained under the Terrorism Act and a number of electronic items were seized, including mobile phones. The man has been brought to the Musgrave Serious Crime Suite in Belfast for questioning. Gardaí are seeking two men in connection with an alleged assault in Buncrana. The incident happened in the area of Swan Park on last Tuesday evening. With more details, here's Michaela Clark.
Gardaí were alerted to the fact that an injured male youth had been discovered at that location shortly after 5:30pm on Tuesday. An ambulance was called for the youth as he sustained injuries, none of which were life-threatening. It's believed that the male in question was assaulted by two males in their early 20s, both wearing jackets and jeans, and there is a possibility that one of the males may have been wearing glasses. Anyone who was in the area of Swan Park or in the Cockhill Road between 5pm and 5:30pm and observed these two males, or if anyone was in that area who had dash cam footage, they are being asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
And Gardaí are seeking information in relation to what they say was a serious trespassing incident at a building site at Millbrae Stranorner. It happened just over a week ago between 5:30 on the evening of Monday, March 1st and 7am on the morning of Tuesday, March 2nd. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
A forklift was driven around the building site at some stage between those times but was not damaged. It's unknown as of yet whether entry was gained by a person or a group of people. CCTV will be viewed and investigations are continuing. Gardaí are eager to establish what occurred as a major construction is underway at the site in question and it could prove very dangerous for people to be present on the site unlawfully. There was no damage caused and nothing was stolen, but Gardaí are keen to prevent this from happening again as sites such as these are not safe places to be without the proper safety training and knowledge, and the last thing Gardaí want is a tragedy. Anyone who observed any suspicious activity around the site between those times are being urged to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny.
Donegal County Council is to write to Bank of Ireland urging the company to reverse a decision to close three of its branches in West Donegal. The bank announced last week it's to shut five branches in total in the county. However, it's argued the west of the county will be worst affected by the decision, with Glenties, Dunloe and Bunbeg all set to close. An emergency motion was brought forward to the latest sitting of Glenties Municipal District on this issue by Councillor Mary Trace Gallagher. She says the move will have devastating consequences for West Donegal, and she says Bank of Ireland must reconsider.
When news broke last week, we were all very, very surprised at the decision, and what we need to be doing now is we're all working together as local representatives and the general public to try our best to get these decisions by Bank of Ireland reversed.
Do you think that this letter from Donegal County Council will have much weight in changing that decision?
Well, I think, and I'm around long enough now, Catherine, to know if enough public pressure is put on different state agencies and the Minister and Bank of Ireland, that decisions can be reversed and decisions can be changed. However, you know, we do live in reality as well, but And their staff There's families who are broken and who don't know what their future lies. And, you know, we have spent a long time around here, you know, paying a very awful price of immigration for the bank bailout that the state undertook, you know, not even 10 years and 12 years ago. So, you know, at this stage, I think that the decision needs to be put off in the short term, and that the people's voice is heard and that the services can't be taken away.
Councillor Mary Trace Gallagher there. Meanwhile, the IFA in Donegal is hosting an online meeting this evening with a number of credit unions to discuss possible alternatives in the wake of the imminent bank branch closures. Access details are available through the Donegal IFA social media pages, and there's more details on our website, highlandradio.com. There's been an 80% increase in text, call and email fraud over the past 2 years. 45 cases were reported to Gardaí last month. More than €640,000 was reported stolen through these types of scams last year. The oldest person to be targeted was 88 years old. Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic have added a new dimension as the increase in online shopping creates more opportunities for the fraudster, according to Gardaí. Gardaí Sean Sweeney today outlined what people should watch out for.
Nearly all recent crimes involve virtual assets, such as you're saying, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So people are responding to pop-up ads, following advice via social media, or they seek out investment advice on the internet and follow links to company sites, which appear to be professional. So quite often these fraudulent sites are hosted well beyond the EU, companies registered in unregulated jurisdictions. So there's a huge element of aggressive hard selling associated with investment frauds. Professional charts and graphs are used to show how much money a victim will make. So once the victim is duped to the fraudulent investment, there are many means the criminal can steal the funds, including via remote access to the victim's computer, receipt of personal information such as bank accounts and photographic identification. False investments are then made on behalf of the victim while the criminals just transfer and steal the money.
Letterkenny Municipal District has backed a call for an upgrade to the Windy Hall Road, which links Killylaston and the Primerica roundabout. Councillor Kieran Brogan told members, despite the fact that the road is narrow with a lot of dangerous bends, it's used regularly as a relief road in the area. He was told the council is looking at the road, and Councillor Brogan says it's time to come up with a plan.
It's a very, very busy road. A lot of traffic on Windy Hall on a daily basis, and the road network is not sufficient to meet the huge traffic volume that's on it at the moment. So hopefully with the support of my colleagues today, we'll forward that on to Road Design and Effort and try and get some design completed on this road. And we need then to get additional funding on Windy Hall Road to improve that network that's there, because it's not able to cope with the huge volumes of traffic at the moment in Windy Hall.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
5:15, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Josh Van Der Fleer is Ireland's only concern ahead of Sunday's Six Nations game away to Scotland. The Leinster flanker is going through the return to play protocols. Ireland line-out coach Paul O'Connell has described the current Scottish side as the best he's ever faced, and the former captain says mistakes must be kept to a minimum in the final two rounds.
You have to be hard to beat. You can't give things away to teams. And unfortunately, we've done that a little bit. And in the next 2 weeks, that's probably one of the most important parts of what we have to deliver. You know, we have to be hard to beat. We can't give things away. We can't give teams a leg up, because this Scottish team will take advantage of that.
Leinster and Munster, they'll both face French opposition in the last 16 of the Heineken Champions Cup. Leinster will be at home to Toulon, with the winners of the tie facing a quarter-final trip to either Lyon or Exeter. While Munster, they'll welcome Toulouse to Thomond Park, with either Clermont or Wasps waiting in the quarter-finals. In the Challenge Cup last 16, Ulster, they're away to Harlequins, with the winners playing either Northampton or the Dragons. While Connacht, they'll travel to play Leicester, with the winners at home to either Newcastle or Ospreys in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, the Women's Rugby World Cup has officially been postponed until next year. World Rugby has recommended delaying it until 2022 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's now been confirmed by the governing body's executive committee. The tournament will be held in New Zealand. Moving on to soccer, and Jurgen Klopp has distanced himself from the forthcoming vacancy of the German national team. It was confirmed today that Joachim Löw will step down after this summer's European Championships. Klopp's name has frequently been linked with the Germany job, but the Liverpool manager is happy where he's at.
If that's the question we want to ask, if I'm available for the job for the manager or coach of the German national team in the summer, no.
Sticking with Liverpool, Roberto Firmino, he's a doubt for tomorrow night's Champions League second leg against RB Leipzig. And there's two games in the Champions League tonight. Juventus, they're 2-1 down to Porto, entering into their last 16 second leg tie in Turin. Borussia Dortmund have a 3-2 advantage going into their encounter with Sevilla in Germany. Dortmund striker Erik Haaland, he's expected to be fit after he scored twice in Saturday's 4-2 defeat by Bayern Munich before going off with a cut on his ankle. Both matches kick off at 8 o'clock. In the Championship tonight, there's two games down for decision. Third place Swansea, they travel to play Blackburn Rovers. And Queen's Park Rangers, they host bottom club Wycombe Wanderers. There's four games in the Irish Premiership tonight. Portadown play Glenavon. Carrick Rangers, they play Crusaders. Glentoran, who are in a really good run recently, they play Ballymena. And Leaders Linfield, they host Warren Point Town. Elsewhere, a new Dundalk sporting director Jim McGilton has revealed that head coach Filippo Giovingoli doesn't pick the team. The Italian was a surprise replacement for Vinnie Perth last season and guided them to the Europa League group stage. But a lack of UEFA licence for Giovingoli saw Dundalk fined €50,000 for shadow coaching. McGilton says Shane Keegan will have the final say in this season on team matters. I mean, elsewhere, midfielder Jack Byrne has backed Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny to turn things around. That's after a disappointing start to his time in charge. Ireland lost to Slovakia on penalties in the Euro 2020 playoff in October and have yet to win a match under the former Dundalk boss. Byrne is out for this month's World Cup qualifiers after undergoing back surgery. The Apoel Nicosia player was impressed by Kenny when he was with the Irish squad last year.
I think it'll all go well, and I think I'm actually really looking forward to watching the games. And you know, I know from what Stephen was trying to do, I know it's so difficult with the COVID and missing players left, right, and centre. I know it was obviously very difficult the last couple of games, so I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how they get on, because of seeing the ideas that he wants to implement and the way that he wants to play. And you know, it's exciting for Irish football. So.
In other news, West Ham captain Mark Noble will bring his 18-year spell at the Premier League club to a close at the end of next season. The midfielder has signed a one-year extension to his current deal. And Scotland's First Minister has called the behaviour of Rangers fans who broke coronavirus rules at the weekend disgraceful and selfish. Thousands of their supporters gathered in Glasgow to celebrate being crowned Premiership champions for the first time in a decade. And it's understood that this year's rearranged Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo will be held without spectators from overseas. News agency reports claim the Japanese government has made the decision due to concerns over the potential spread of coronavirus during the Games. Organisers previously said a decision would likely be made towards the end of this month. There's been no official announcement. In cycling, Sam Bennett has tumbled down the general classification after today's fourth stage of the Paris-Nice. The Waterford sprinter was a minute and 24 seconds slower than today's time trial winner Stefan Biesiger. The Swiss rider has claimed the leader's yellow jersey, while Bennett, he retains the green points jersey. Finally, for this evening in boxing, Ireland's Andy Lee is to train Kiwi Joseph Parker ahead of a potential heavyweight bout with Derek Chisora. Parker is a former WBO champion. He split with long-term trainer Kevin Barry after his recent win over Junior Fa and is now going to team up with Lee in the coming weeks. Lee also trains Donegal middleweight Jason Quigley. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Concerns have been raised over what's been described as a big increase in dog fouling in Letterkenny. Level 5 restrictions have resulted in more people out walking, but the issue of dog fouling in and around the town centre has also increased. Council officials told Councillor Jerry McMonagle today that the Annie Bag, Annie Bin campaign is being stepped up, but Councillor McMonagle told a meeting of Letterkenny Municipal District that more can be done.
We have within the council in recent times have introduced, you know, any bin will do, sort of. I mean, I'd be out a fair bit walking, and on the sort of the poplar routes, I don't see any bins. I see one sign that is saying, no, any bin will do, but there's no signs, there's no bins, and there's no signs, you know, they flag up to people the dangers of not cleaning up after your dog, the penalties if you don't do it, and the community spirit that's needed, you know. And then we need to have bins there. And some people would say, oh, they're unsightly. You don't have to have a bin on every lamppost, but you do have to have bins where people generally walk their dogs.
And Donegal County Council's award-winning thatch repair grant scheme has opened for applications. In its third year, the scheme helps owners and occupiers of thatched dwellings and businesses with maintenance and repair. Greg Hughes has more.
Donegal is home to one of the largest surviving concentrations of thatch structures in Ireland, with over 20 thatched buildings on the record of protected structures for the county. But it's thought that there may be many more eligible for inclusion. Since its introduction in 2019, the Thatch Repair Grant Scheme has supported 38 thatch repair projects in the county. The grant scheme provides advice to owners on the conservation of thatched roofs, allocates funding for small-scale thatched repairs, and helps homeowners carry out necessary repairs under conservation supervision. The scheme is open for applications until 12 noon on Monday, April 12th, and is funded by Donegal County Council and the Heritage Council. Advice on all of these grant schemes and application forms are available from the County Donegal Heritage Office and the Conservation Office of Donegal County Council at donegalcoco.ie/heritage.
Well, the forecast is will stay wet and windy this evening, with continued outbreaks of light rain, moderate to fresh southerly winds remaining, hitting strong to gale force for a time near coasts. It'll stay wet and windy into tonight, becoming drier later though, with rain clearing eastwards, followed by well-scattered showers. Strong southerly winds will abate, easing back light to moderate and becoming more westerly. Lowest overnight temperatures 2 to 5 degrees Celsius. A mostly dry and cloudy start to tomorrow, but widespread rain will develop right across the region through the morning. That rain will become heavy at times, with frequent heavy showers following as the rain clears to the northeast later. Southwest winds will strengthen, fresh to strong and gusty through late tomorrow afternoon, hitting gale force in some western coastal areas. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News. The main story is in brief, and the body of a man has been recovered from a car that entered the water in West Donegal this morning. Gardaí were alerted by Malin Head Coast Guard at 20 past 8 that the car had entered the water at Bunbeg Harbour. The Taoiseach says level 5 restrictions will be revised in the week before the 5th of April. He was responding to questions over whether restrictions could ease sooner for people who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Micheál Martin told reporters the government will take its guidance from NPHET. The head of the HSE has confirmed that the executive is working to overcome delays to vaccine deliveries. The amount of vaccines to be delivered by the end of March, the estimate has been revised downwards from 1.24 million to 1.1. Meanwhile, there are indications that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is set to be approved by Europe later this week, could be delayed. And we're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 9th of March. The death has taken place of Molly Gallagher, Gort McCall, Milford. Her remains will arrive at St. Peter's Church, Milford, tomorrow evening at 5 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, removal, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Milford. The death has taken place of Annie McKeown, née Kelly, Mina Shrone Fintan and formerly of Carrickmore, St. Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass at 12 noon on Thursday in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSC and to government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Chock Pobail Columbkill Naofa Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Maternity Hospital, Holles Street, Dublin, care of any family member. The death has taken place of James O'Donnell, 21, Dr. McGinley Road, Glencar, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 11 in St. Enan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to Conwall Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of Con MacDade Funeral Director or any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret Farran, Main Street, Moville, née English, formerly of Coolmore, Derry. Margaret's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Pius X Church, Moville, with burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on movilleparish.com. Family Flowers only. If desired, donations in lieu to the Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private for family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Bridget McGuinness, née McAlinney, 51, Beaver Park, Derry, and formerly of Mindoran, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her niece Mary McAlinney's residence at Chapel Glen, Clonmany. Funeral tomorrow morning in St Mary's Church, Clonmany at 11, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family Flowers only, please, donations if desired to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Comiskey Funeral Directors. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Clonmany. And the death has taken place of Molly O'Donnell, Mount Marion, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford.